Our condolences to the believers on the upcoming Arbaeen of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his beloved family members, and his loyal companions. So, in case you're wondering, Arbaeen is the 40th day after the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and millions of people gather in the land of Karbala on the day of Arbaeen to remember the martyrdom and the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. And they also remember the sacrifices that his family and friends made for the sake of Islam. Well, it seemed like you could hear talk of going to Karbala on the day of Arbaeen from just about every corner of the schoolyard. It seemed like everyone was excited about going. And so Amina, Maryam, and I couldn't help but talk about it as well, especially since Amina, Maryam, and I had never gone to Arbaeen before. But the whole trip thing and the walk thing made it seem all a little overwhelming. We all had our own concerns about going. Amina said, "It's really hot and very tiring." Maryam said, "I really don't like being far away from home." And I added, "You know, I can't speak Arabic very well, so how are we gonna find anything? And foreign food, I don't know about all that. I mean, why go through all the trouble, right?" So as the three of us were just hanging out in our own little corner of the schoolyard, this girl came up to us. She has this interesting yet strange, you know, kind of bubbly personality. I mean, she's always happy for some reason. Anyway, her name is Sakina. She came to us in her cheerful, bubbly type style, you know? And then she said, "Hey, you guys going on the Arbaeen walk?" We just kind of rolled our heads and looked here and there and said, probably not. Sakina looked at us real strange and said, "Why would you not want to go on the Arbaeen walk?" We were like, "It's hot, it's tiring, it's far from home, it's a foreign language and foreign food and a strange land and not comfortable. And, well, the stories we've heard about the bathrooms, let's just not say anymore." And then Sakina gave us that strange look and said, "Are you guys serious? That's stopping you from going to the Arbaeen walk? Let me tell you about someone I know and I totally love. Her name is Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha, and she was in the event of Karbala." Amina, Maryam, and I looked at each other. I know we were all thinking, how does this girl know about Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha? So we said, "Okay, Sakina, tell us about Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha." She started saying, "You guys know what happened after the 10th of Muharram, the day of Ashura, where Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha lost all her loved ones and her relatives in just one day? Well, after the 10th day of Muharram, there was a long journey from Karbala to Kufa on the backs of camels, which were not at all fit for a comfortable ride. There were chains and ropes tight around the wrists and suffocating to the breath. There was barely food or water, but who could drink after the day of Ashura? And then there was the journey from Kufa to Sham, again on the backs of those camels, which weren't at all fit for a comfortable ride. And by that time, I'm sure that wrists did not have any feeling left. And then there were evil slave markets and dark ruins and the long wait behind the gates of a tyrant's castle. And you know, it was hot. It was far away from home. It was dark and lonely and cold. That is what Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha experienced after Karbala." We stayed silent, not knowing what to say. And then Sakina said, "I'm going to the Arbaeen walk to show my love and devotion for what Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha went through." And Amina said, "You know what? We're going to join you." But Maryam said, "We can't just go like that. First, we have to make you a part of our pact. A pact that we made to follow in Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha's footsteps and take her eminence as our role model." And then I said, "You know what? It is difficult, but it's nothing compared to what Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha went through." And then I said, "You know what? It might be a difficult Arbaeen walk, but I guess it's nothing compared to what Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha had to go through. And the small difficulties on the Arbaeen walk are nothing if that's what it takes for us to prove our love and devotion to Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha." It seemed like our trio was now a quartet. Four young ladies following in the footsteps of Her Eminence, Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha. And then Sakina said, "Well, I'm down for the pact on following Lady Zainab Salamullah Alayha's footsteps. But listen, guys, I've been on the Arbaeen walk before. And feeling that positive spiritual change in yourself is just so amazing. But coming back and continuing to live all that we have learned on the Arbaeen walk, well, that's gonna take another pact, wherever you are."